What's up? Look at you coming back for another week of People Pleaser, even though it's the second straight week of minisodes. I feel like there's not a lot of you out there who are checking these minisodes out. In fact, I know there's not, but I know that there's still some of you coming back and checking these ones out. So if you're here right now and you're hearing these words, what's up? Good for you. You're a true member of the Blanket Nation, and you're really showing your support in these trying times, and I appreciate it. It's nice to have you back. I didn't feel ready to return to the full regular show quite yet. I still think I want, or I feel like people's attention should be still focused on kind of what's going on out there. And I'm not saying that just because I'm going to return to regular programming at some point, probably next week, it means that that means it's time to go back to life as usual. I'm just saying that I'm not fully ready to move into or move back into kind of my regularly scheduled projects and regularly my regular routine. I spent a week with this stuff where I was just like consuming all the information I possibly could, and it was making me really upset and emotional. And that's kind of what you heard last week on last week's episode, was like the emotion and the anger and the frustration and trying to grapple with that and trying to figure out how to hold myself accountable and how to hold others accountable, but do it from a place of love and do it in a constructive way. And I've spent the last week or so kind of hanging back, not hanging back or slowing down, but trying to sit in my discomfort. And I thought that's what I would talk about today, because sitting in my discomfort is a big thing for me that I'm really trying to learn. And I think it's going to be one of those things that's going to be a big challenge of my 30s, is like learning to sit in discomfort, learning to sit in the discomfort of unresolved tension or unresolved stress or unresolved issues that I wish would be resolved, or I wish I could get in the mix with and figure out. But, learning that I don't need to control everything, and that I don't control everything, and that I can actually control very little, and that will cause me occasional distress and discomfort, and that I need to be okay with recognizing that and seeing that and sitting in that discomfort. And it doesn't mean that I should be comfortable turning off or unplugging, because that's not what sitting in discomfort is. So, you know, if I'm choosing to just kind of like watch trash TV instead of thinking about what's going on in the world because what's going on in the world is making me uncomfortable, then I'm not sitting in my discomfort. And if I'm choosing to switch off with drugs or alcohol, or if I'm choosing to switch off with, posting excessively happy photos of like whatever is going on in my life because I just don't want to think about the hard things that are happening right now, that's not necessarily sitting in my discomfort. Sitting in discomfort, I'm finding for me, means really just taking time to process and recognizing that I'm in a process, usually a process that's good, usually a process of growth and consideration and thought. But yeah, this is all very new to me, this concept and this idea. I my whole long life have had this sort of desire to fix things right when they happen, to jump into the fray with confrontations. I am not afraid of an argument. I'm not afraid of a fight. I'm not afraid to potentially lose friends over philosophical disagreements or ideological disagreements. And I'm trying to have a new experience with that stuff because it hasn't been necessarily spiritually or mentally healthy for me in the past. And so this extends to everything. This is like figuring out how to sit in the discomfort of having a disagreement with my partner, and figuring out how to not have to force a solution right away. That it's like, no, we got an issue. We right now have to sit down, and however long it takes, if we're up till 3 a.m, we got to figure this out right now. Instead, being able to go, it's okay. I can allow her time to process and allow myself time to process and time to try to consider where maybe my frustration or my stress is coming from, figure out what the fear is that's causing that and what's that attached to, and try to map this out and have a new experience with this stuff by allowing myself to sit in discomfort. And I think that, yeah, this applies to all kinds of things. It applies to experiencing grief and going through a mourning process and not hiding away from it, but really allowing it to happen so that you... This literally happened last week when I was recording this minisode. My mail went off and it just happened again. I'm going to push mute really quick on my computer, then come back to this conversation really quick. There we go. Just had to mute that. I don't know. Like, why can I not remember to do that? I don't know. Whatever, you know? I mean, I'm just trying to crank this out as quickly as possible. I don't want this one to be as long as last week's. We're almost back to normal. I feel like we're going to be back to regular episodes next week. There was music on this episode. You hear that at the beginning? The music? Last week it was very, like, no music, stoic, emotional, you know, raw. This week there's music. So we're sort of getting back into our groove. And yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to talk about that. That's sort of where I've been. And it's not that I'm backing away or having second thoughts about the movement or about holding myself accountable or anything like that. It's just that for me and my process, taking some time to sit in my discomfort and really kind of consider where I'm at is important for me. May not be for you, and I'm not saying that anybody needs to do it the way that I'm doing it. If you're still crusading and you're still out there being loud and proud, I think that that's great too. And if you're still out there being undecided, I think that's great. I don't think that anyone needs to be where I'm at. That's also part of sitting in discomfort, is not needing the world to work the way that I think it should work, you know? That's a big part of it. It's just really focusing on relinquishing control or the need to control things that I never will be able to control, you know? And knowing that that's okay and that that's actually great to just sort of let it go. And again, letting it go doesn't mean just sitting back and being a pacifist and not taking part in trying to push for social progress or for, you know, what I think is right and good. That's not what that means at all. But it does mean that if I'm, you know, last week I talked about that quote of yesterday I was clever and I wanted to save the world and today I'm wise and yesterday I was clever and I wanted to change the world and today I'm wise and I want to change myself. And I think, yeah, the wanting to change the world place is the place of wanting to control everything. And then, you know, sitting in discomfort is looking inward. Kind of talked about that last week. And again, I think this is a nice kind of companion piece. That's why I'm doing two minisodes in a row. That and because, you know, what I said at the beginning, not quite ready to get back to the regular stuff. But yeah, I don't know. How are you all doing out there? Everybody doing okay? I hope so. I'm watching and I'm following and I'm listening and I'm reading and I'm watching and I'm, you know, I'm just trying to hear, trying to see, trying to weigh, trying to think, trying to consider. Trying to have nice conversations with my friends and people that I'm getting to spend time with. I'm still in Utah, still in my parents' home. Mary and I are heading back to Los Angeles tomorrow. Excited about that. I hope all of our plants aren't dead. They probably are. I had some packages delivered to the apartment. Hope they're not stolen. They might be. If they are, that means that someone got a really cool coffee table book that I had delivered to our apartment, so I hope they enjoy that coffee table book. It was like an A24 coffee table book of the movie Ex Machina, and it was like, I don't know, I just thought it looked cool, so I got it. And if they stole it, then I hope that they enjoy reading about Alex Garland's process in making that movie. But yeah, it's been nice to be here, talking with friends and family and having some important conversations, but also just trying to like move through this moment and really like feel it and feel my place in it. And got to go to some really beautiful protests in Salt Lake. Mary and I went to one that we walked like 5 miles in the pouring rain. It was crazy. It was really, really, it was kind of dramatic and like heavy because we were just soaking wet, but it was also really beautiful. And then we went to another one where it was a 10-mile march around Salt Lake City, but it was like a dance party. It was like 300 people, so not a huge crew, but we were dancing for 10 miles, just dancing through the streets behind this truck that was blaring out just like hot jams. And it was really, really cool. And even though we were very tired by, you know, less than halfway through the route, we made it the entire way. And Mary got a giant blister on her heel. And I woke up with just very sore feet and kind of a sore ankle that's still sore. But, it, you know, worth it, man. It was really beautiful. It was really, really beautiful. And I was glad we got to be a part of that. And I don't know. I'm more or less doing this episode to just talk about where I'm at. And yeah, I'm trying to just sit in that discomfort right now and let that be a good thing and not a bad thing, and trying to have a new experience with the feeling of being uncomfortable, you know, and the feeling of being uncertain and unsure of what I should do next. It's all good. Means growth is taking place. It means there's something on the horizon. Good or bad, that's all it ever is, you know? So, yeah. Where are you at? Let me know. You know, hit me up on Instagram. I said this on both profiles that I have access to right now, but I've been locked out of my main Instagram profile for like 2 weeks. I don't know what that's about. And I've been trying to get back in and trying to contact Instagram if they even read the messages that I'm sending, but I don't know. I'm locked out of my thing. So I have access to the People Pleaser Instagram and to my Me and Me comedy page. So if you're not following the People Pleaser page, go and follow that page and you can hit me up there. Let me know what you're up to and what your kind of mental health regimen the past few weeks has looked like. If it's looked like anything at all, or what your participation or lack thereof has looked like in the movement, or, you know, what your thoughts are, where you're at. I'm interested, you know. Are you uncomfortable? That's okay. That's what we're talking about. But yeah, I'm trying to get back bit by bit, slowly, to the real show. And I thought... for those of you who are showing up for these minisodes and who are coming back for the new content, I thought I'd give you a little treat again this week. You know, I like to do this on these minisodes sometimes, on these special episodes. I like to drop in fun little treats for you. And so I haven't announced this at all, but I did talk with my bandmate, and he gave me the okay. And I can't show anything from the album that's coming up because I still have one more single that's coming out in a few weeks and then the album's coming out. So I don't want to show anything from that, my solo album. But because we had all this extra free time during the quarantine, my friend Whit Hertford, who's been on the show, he was on the episode Fear back when the show was first beginning. We have a little side project called Natural History. And we, since we had all this free time with the quarantine, we decided to finish this little EP of covers that we were doing. And it was mixed and mastered by this guy, Joseph Freeman, who is a great producer in LA, and features some great work from Denny Fuller. And this song that you're going to hear tonight on this episode, or right, I guess, whatever time it is, wherever you are on this episode, features vocals by John Lane. John Lane, who has been on two episodes now. He was on the Free Will episode and on the Anger episode. And we got him to sing the lead vocals on this song, because even though I normally do the vocal treatment, we thought that his voice was like really right for this. And then Whit recorded the drums with Denny Fuller and just was like so good. But we, this was kind of the track that kicked off this idea to do this EP of covers. And it was Whit, I think, had the idea to do like this soft, like synth rock cover of the song That Thing You Do from the movie That Thing You Do. And I thought, yeah, actually, that's a pretty cool idea. And so we started with that, and then it turned into four covers that are these sort of like cool, groovy, emotional synth pop covers. And it was really fun to put together. We put it together very quarantine style. Like, we would just send each other sound clips back and forth from our separated apartments and sort of build it that way. And I think the result, I'm just really stoked on the result. I don't know when we're going to release this EP, but hopefully this little sneak peek gets you excited for it. I wouldn't be surprised to see my next single and my solo album come out first, just because that's sort of rolling right now. But who knows, that might get a different timeline, and this might come out in like a month or so. Either way, if you're checking out this minisode, you get a little sneak peek into our covers EP, the Natural History Covers. I think it's called Cover Ups by Natural History. And this is one of the tracks on that four-track covers EP. It's That Thing You Do from the movie That Thing You Do. Tom Hanks, Don't Sue Me, because why would you? There's like no money being made here. So, you know, just be chill about this and appreciate the fact that people like that movie and that song, you know? And anyway, I hope you're doing well out there. Thanks for listening to these fun little minisodes. We'll be back next week with a full episode, back on our full, you know, Marmalade Music produced real deal schedule next week. Thanks for hanging with me and bearing with me. I hope you're all staying safe. And I hope you enjoy this sneak preview of Cover Ups by Natural History. The song is That Thing You Do, with vocals by John Lane, arrangement and guitars and backup vocals by myself, drums by Whit Hertford, and mixing and mastering by Joseph Freeman. Almost forgot the name. I was going to say Joseph Fuller, but that's because Denny Fuller recorded the drums. Joseph Freeman. All right, that's it. That's it for this week. We'll see you next week. Enjoy the song. Bye. Just so